Good morning. Time is 5 o'clock, and you're tuned to KPFA, KPFB Berkeley, KFCF Fresno, KZFR Chico, and online at kpfa.org. My name is Eddie Pei, and I'll be with you till the news headlines.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem, que passa, doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes,
thank you.
just doesn't see.
That was Garota de Ipanema, one of the most played songs from the Bossa Nova era, released in 1964. João Gilberto, Astrid Gilberto, Stan Getz, Antonio Carlos Jobim on the piano as well. And this was translated into English by Norman Gimbel. Well, today's focus is on Italian release called Samba e Amore, and they redo bossa nova tunes in Italian lyrics. And this is with singer Elisabetta Prodon, or Elise Prodon. And the lyrics of this song are by Giorgio Calabresi, and it's called Ragazzo di Ipanema, the boy from Ipanema.
Right. de saudade. A realidade é que sem ele não há paz, não há beleza. É só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ele voltar, se ele voltar, que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois há menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços hão de ser milhões de abraços. Apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos e carinhos sem ter fim. Pra acabar com esse negócio de jamais viver sem mim. Na sua boca, dentro dos meus braços, os abraços hão de ser milhões de abraços. Apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos e carinhos sem ter fim. Que é pra acabar com esse negócio de querer viver sem mim. Vamos deixar desse negócio de viver longe de mim.
Con me non ci sei tu.
compagnia che ci siamo fatte io e te.
Atrás de mandinga de amor, vai, 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 não.
Sanya, sung by Monica Sommaso with Paolo Bellinati backing her on the guitar. This is a 1996 release called Afro Sambas, all compositions by Baden Powell and Vinicius Moraes. And previous to that was Elisabetta Prodon from Italy singing her version of the song with lyrics by Giorgio Calabresi. And then we had Chega de Saudade, or in Italian, Stare Separati, from the album Samba e Amore. Chega de Saudade is also the one of the first bossa nova songs that was sung by Elisete Cardoso, and had João Gilberto singing playing the guitar in the background. And this was recorded in 1958. We continue with more of the Brazilian-Italian connection here. This one is Samba do Grande Amor by Chico Buarque, followed by Elisabetta Prodon singing the same song.
Tinha cá pra mim que agora sim eu vivia enfim o grande amor. Mentira, me atirei assim de trampolim, fui até o fim um amador. Passava um verão, água e pão, dava o meu rinhão pro grande amor. Mentira, eu botava a mão. Então com meu coração de fiador, hoje hoje eu tenho apenas uma pedra no meu peito. Exijo respeito, não sou mais um sonhador. Chego a mudar de calçada quando aparece uma flor e dou risada do grande amor. Mentira. Fui muito fiel, comprei anel, botei no papel o grande amor. Mentira. Reservei hotel, sarapatel e lua de mel em Salvador. Fui rezar na Sé pra São José que eu levava fé no grande amor. Mentira. Fiz promessa até pro Sumaré de subir até o Redentor. Hoje eu tenho apenas uma pedra no meu peito. Exijo respeito, não sou mais um sonhador. Chego a mudar de calçada quando aparece uma flor e dou risada do grande amor. Mentira.
Grande amor.
di gioia intorno a me, che voglia di far niente. Ogni domenica è così, e la domenica si sa, vuol dire non far niente. Sei giorni sei di lavoro, e ci do dentro, lo giuro, perché mi devo sposare. Ma finalmente è finita, io preferisco la vita che questo giorno mi dà. Sbadigliando mi alzo, mi vesto, non devo far presto, mi metto il vestito più bello che ho, soddisfatto del mondo cammino, felice di averti vicino, vestita come una regina per me. Aria di festa intorno a me, aria di gioia intorno a me, che voglia di far niente. Ogni domenica è così, e la domenica si sa, vuol dire non far niente. Lascio in un angolo l'uomo preoccupato, confuso, avvilito, malato che dorme in me. E col vestito nuovo, con un viso nuovo, mi presento a te. Sbadigliando mi alzo, mi vesto, non devo far presto, mi metto il vestito più bello che ho, soddisfatto del mondo cammino, felice di averti vicino, vestita come una regina per me. Pomeriggio di calcio, che bella partita, scommetto che oggi facciamo tre gol, e stasera potremo ballare, cantare, sperare che non venga più lunedì. Aria di festa intorno a me, aria di gioia intorno a me, che voglia di far niente. Ogni domenica è così, e la domenica si sa, vuol dire non far niente. Lascio in un angolo l'uomo preoccupato, confuso, abilito, malato che dorme in me. Facciamo tre gol, e stasera potremo ballare, cantare, sperare che non venga più lunedì. E stasera potremo ballare, cantare, sperare che non venga più lunedì.
Elise Prodon, Italian jazz singer, from an album called Samba e Amore. She's accompanied by her husband Flavio Brio on guitar and percussion, Eduardo Taufik on piano, Paulo Oliveira on bass, Carlinhos Moreno and Ricardo Menenses on guitar, Cirelli Andrade on vocals, and Renato Greco on guitar. The song we just heard was called Far Niente, or Bom Tempo in Portuguese, and this was a Chico Buarque composition and the Italian lyrics supplied by Sergio Bardotti. That was preceded by Samba de Grande Amor, also by Chico Buarque, and lyrics by Sergio Bardotti. And then we heard Chico Buarque singing Samba de Grande Amor, both lyrics and music by Chico Buarque. this CD just released October, and courtesy of Daniela Thompson, who has a blog, and she did a review on this CD. If you're interested, go to daniv.blogspot.com, and there's a review of this CD on her blog. We'll continue with Elise Prodon singing Retrato en Blanco y Preto.
Daba da bia, 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 daba da bia.
Per cui l'ho maltratto per davvero Já conheço os passos dessa estrada, sei que não vai dar em nada, seus segredos sei de cor. Já conheço as pedras do caminho e sei também que ali sozinho eu vou ficar tanto pior. O que é que eu posso contra o encanto desse amor que eu nego tanto, evito tanto e que, no entanto, volta sempre a enfeitiçar? Com seus mesmos tristes velhos fatos que num álbum de retratos eu teimo em colecionar. Novos dias tristes, noites claras, versos, cartas, minha cara. Ainda volto a lhe escrever pra lhe dizer que isto é pecado. Eu trago o peito tão marcado de lembranças do passado e você sabe a razão. Vou colecionar mais um soneto, outro retrato em branco e preto, a maltratar meu coração. Vou colecionar mais um soneto, outro retrato em branco e preto, a maltratar meu coração.
Soul, Leonidi, splendera.
tutto posso sognar, tutto posso sperar, dal momento che sono con te.
Pois há de haver um dia em que virás das cordas do meu violão, que só teu amor procurou. Vem uma voz falar dos beijos perdidos nos lábios teus. Canta o meu coração, alegria voltou, tão feliz amanhã deste amor.
That was João Gilberto singing Manhã de Carnaval, composition by Antonio Maria and Luis Bonfá. And then we heard the Italian version by Elise Prodon, Manhã de Carnaval, called Canzone di Orfeo. That preceded by Tom Jobim's solo piano and voice in Ritratto in Branco e Preto. That was recorded in 1981, Antonio Carlos Jobim on piano and singing. It's from an album called In Minas ao Vivo, Piano e Voz. And then we heard Elise Prodon's version of Ritratto in Branco e Preto. That from the album called Samba e Amore. That concludes the Brazilian-Italian portion of the show. In conclusion, we going to end with Cristina Branco. She's a fado singer, and she'll be performing in San Francisco at the Palace of Fine Arts Sunday, November 11th, 7 p.m. I have four pairs of tickets to give away, those in the Bay Area who can make it. Give me a call when the news headline starts at 510-848-4425. That's 510-848-4425. When the news headlines start, please give me a call for tickets to Cristina Branco.
Tentei esquecer as palavras.
sombras pairam sobre o silêncio nas margens da nossa
Branco singing Fados, and she'll be at the San Francisco Jazz Festival this Sunday, Palace of Fine Arts, 7 p.m. And I have four pairs of tickets to the first four callers where the news headline starts. Okay, please give me a call, 510-848-4425. Thank you. This is Eddie Pei, and it's been a pleasure playing music for you. We're waiting for the news headlines as soon as Eileen Alfandari comes on. All right. Okay, here's Eileen. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Eddie. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, November 9th. Dozens of dead and injured seabirds coated in black oil are washing ashore as political leaders are asking why the Coast Guard took so long to report the extent of Wednesday's major oil spill in the San Francisco Bay. The toxic oil slick stretches from San Francisco Bay up the coast to Sonoma County. Beaches in San Francisco, Marin, and the East Bay all have been shut down. 58,000 gallons of bunker fuel spilled after a cargo ship leaving Oakland struck a tower of the Bay Bridge Wednesday in thick fog. It's the worst oil spill in the Bay in nearly 20 years. Sajal Choksi with the environmental group Baykeeper says the damage to the Bay and the wildlife that depend on it is likely to be long-lasting.
Bunker fuel is known as one of the dirtiest types of fuel. It's essentially one of the byproducts or waste products of the refining process. So it contains a lot of the nastiest kind of chemicals. You're looking at polyaromatic hydrocarbons as well as benzene, naphthalene, and other chemicals and possibly metals as well.
The spill could threaten steelhead and Chinook salmon that travel through the bay to spawning grounds in the Sacramento and San Joaquin rivers during the fall. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom said more than 12 hours after the incident, Coast Guard officials were still saying just 140 gallons had leaked. Newsom said the city would have responded differently if it had accurate information from the beginning. Senator Barbara Boxer also criticized the Coast Guard response. In a letter to the Commandant, she said she was very troubled by the Coast Guard's delay in delivering accurate information. More on the oil spill coming up on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. California has sued the Environmental Protection Agency, demanding a quick federal decision that would allow the state to limit greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles. The EPA has been stalling a decision on the state's request for a waiver so it can enforce the tougher vehicle emission standards. California's Republican Governor Schwarzenegger and Democratic Attorney General Jerry Brown joined to announce the lawsuit.
This is almost a form of criminal neglect on the part of the EPA. They're scientists, they're not politicians, they know the truth, and yet they're not responding according to law, and that's why we're suing. And I think it's great that we have the most popular Republican governor in America taking the lead.
Attorney General Jerry Brown. Schwarzenegger and other state officials say implementing the law is crucial for California's ability to meet the provisions of a global warming law that passed last year. More than 100 Stanford University students demonstrated yesterday against the appointment of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld as a distinguished visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. Students cited Rumsfeld's actions in orchestrating the Iraq War and authorizing the use of torture. The rally coincided with the one-year anniversary of Rumsfeld's resignation as Defense Secretary. The Stanford Faculty Senate also held a debate over Rumsfeld's appointment yesterday. Nearly 4,000 faculty and students have signed a petition protesting his appointment. The director of the Hoover Institution said he was naive about the impact Rumsfeld's appointment would have at Stanford, but he praised Rumsfeld as a distinguished man with a remarkable resume. The president of Stanford was not informed about the appointment ahead of time. Tree sitting is underway at UC Santa Cruz. On Wednesday, police used pepper spray and batons on protesters after a rally against a UC Santa Cruz expansion plan. That plan calls for 4,500 more students and the development on 120 acres of forest land in the next 12 years. Construction on a new biomedical center was due to begin next month. That work is on hold after a judge ruled earlier this year the environmental review was inadequate. UC Santa Cruz officials say they haven't yet decided what to do about the tree sitters. UC Berkeley has put up a second fence around an oak grove near Memorial Stadium, where protesters have been staging tree sitting for almost a year. The university said it's hoping for a peaceful end to the protest after a judge ruled last week the tree sitters must come down or face a $1,000 fine and 5 days in jail. Protesters say they'll continue their action to save the oak grove, most of which UC wants to cut down to make way for a sports training facility. Weather forecast for the San Francisco Bay Area: morning fog with partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-50s to mid-60s. There's a chance of rain tomorrow and Sunday. In Fresno and the central San Joaquin Valley, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain this morning, a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 64 to 70. This is KPFA, KPFB Berkeley, KFCF Fresno, KZFR Chief.